Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I saw a woman kill herself once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where? Did you get $10 million for it? Whereabouts?
It was in Milan, in the subway in Milan.
In a subway?
Not the sandwich shop. Yeah. I was in the drive-thru. Yeah.
No, a meatball sandwich, is that? What do you
no
mean?
No hearty Italian.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Welcome to Dead Men Talking. Joining us today in place of Rob Mulholland is Simon Wozniak.
Hey. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, everyone.
You said you were hungover before the start of this.
I am, yeah. I'm terribly hungover, which is why I'm late. There wasn't any need for petrol as well. And I also got a Mackey's, but I do apologise.
Fucking wanker.
Well,
if I said,
oh, I'll be 10 minutes late, then you give me the all clear with, obviously, the way what happened with the guest. So I thought, oh, well, I'm in the clear now.
So we had one guest for this drop out at 4:30 in the morning because they had a migraine. They dropped me a message at 4:30 a.m. saying, look, I've got a really bad migraine. I don't think I'll be safe to drive by, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock or whatever. Mm. Now, listen, that might be true.
It's not.
Bit of a wild one, though, isn't it?
It might also be bullshit.
They were right with Simon.
You what?
They were right with Simon. Yeah, well,
I don't think they would have. Because he did that to me at the Frog the other day. He gave me pronouns as them there. That was a few. No one got onto it, though, which was
annoying. No.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I've forgotten now.
I just thought it'd be really funny. We get together on Friday at the Frog. Mm. And I thought it'd be really funny to. I asked him if he
it
had
was
any
funny.
Particular introductions it. Before he went on stage. I think you said
I asked for my pronouns to be he and they.
Yeah, he and they. and so I really stressed they when I was...
Or them
I was like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our final act for the evening is Simon Wozniak, and we are going to welcome them to the stage.
They are an absolutely
amazing act. Yeah. I personally am very excited to see them here, and I can just hear him cackling.
Yeah.
And the thing is no one's asked because people aren't asked because it's a thing now. It's
well, I don't think they even got onto the fact that they were the pronouns.
No, well, to be fair, they were that pissed at that point.
Yeah,
that
they wouldn't have cared.
They wouldn't have cared anyway.
Hang on, when you say they now, you're talking about the audience or Simon?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think the pronoun thing is really interesting.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it? The audience would be, they wouldn't have cared because it's mixed
well,
of everyone.
I think the pronoun thing is really interesting because when it first became a thing a couple of years ago, people were like, I am never going to get used to that ever. And now you're at the point where it's starting to become like, all right, okay, that's another... Do you know what? The thing is for me is I look at it as another piece of information that I'm going to forget about you because I don't care.
But I go, I think they're shit. But that's what I would say whether they were a man or woman before I knew about, before whatever they identified as, he, she, whatever, I'd have gone like, oh, so-and-so, go, oh, yeah, they're shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You go, oh, they're shit.
Especially if they were a they.
They go, oh, he's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially.
It's because you're so understanding.
I know. I feel a bit sick, the fact that I don't hate it.
Did you see the Sam Smith thing when he was calling Fisher them?
That's good. That was fun.
Oh, Fisher them.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
He's doing it on the wind-up. He's doing it on the fucking wind-up.
Because he's a good Fisher them.
He went Fisher the Fisher them.
Do you know what it is?
I did get that, by the way, just in case.
Do you know what it is?
Slow.
Is it's his fucking, it's his PR team, right? And his marketing team. They'll have all sat down, his management will have gone, Sam, we are concerned that your songs are fucking shit and no one's going to buy them.
I like them.
And the PR team will have gone, no, listen.
The songs.
Again, it's so confusing, isn't it? We're going to have to call everything them. Yeah.
The PR team have gone, listen, mate, do not worry about it. What we are going to do is we are going to dress Sam Smith up in a bright fluorescent fucking skin tight vinyl fucking one piece jumpsuit, and we're gonna stick dildos over their fucking nipples, and we're gonna stick a fucking hazard warning sight over their anus, and then we're gonna send them off to the fucking Brit Awards, and they're gonna get as much coverage as possible. Do you see the music video where it was like little cherubs that, just jizzing into
this? I've got a theory about that. Sam Smith, right? In the everyone's having a go at him about his clothes and stuff. Everyone's having a go at
it.
At Sam.
Yeah.
For Sam's clothes. People getting really angry about it. I think if Sam was good looking and not fat, people wouldn't care.
Well,
as
that's
much.
Why it's offensive to me, right?
Yeah.
Is because I don't care whatever you choose to wear, but if you're dead fat and you're wearing a corset, I'm not about that.
That's
life.
It. Like Lady Gaga can wear whatever she wants.
Also, as well, it's not a corset that fits. Just get a bigger corset.
Yeah.
I can see it straining away. I can see the outline of your fucking cock and balls because your pants are too tight.
I've been listening
just wear
to
clothes
a lot of
that fit.
I've been listening to a lot of Meghan Trainor recently. And
some, you say recently,
like
I bet you've been listening to a lot of Meghan Trainor
all the time. I love her. I think she's great. I love her songs. But
which
and
one's
all these
Trainor?
Listeners
she,
do as well.
Megan, you see the one the big ass. The big ass.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, she did the all about the bass, no treble, and then she did Dear Future Husband.
Yeah,
I'll suck and your dick if you bring home a paycheck that's big enough. Wop, feminism dead.
The lyrics she has. If it was about her, she goes, I ain't no skinny bitch or whatever.
Yeah.
If a skinny girl did that and went, I'm not the big fat bitch who eats Mackies, come and get with me. You'd be like, oh, you can't be saying this.
Yeah.
I know it sounds a bit your dad, but I am your dad. That's my whole thing now is that I'm your dad. But it's a bit like, you know, if a skinny woman was going, I'm not a big fat bitch, come and marry me.
If she,
it'd be like, sound?
If she released a song called All About the Ribcage.
Yeah. It's all like that.
All about bulimia,
Yeah.
No love handle.
But then
I ain't no fat fuck.
She'd love to lose weight.
Don't go to
Mackie
D's.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't sing that. That's cultural appropriation, Freddie.
All right. So
I'm hungover. I've got a big spot on my nose because I've had wine and beer and everything. So I'm a bit. So
just get a new one, mate.
I'm a bit delicate. Yeah. Get another one. I'll get a bit delicate. So I just wanted to know about the videos, whatever.
Right, well, what sort of makes you go...
No, I'm not.
You're not telling us?
No.
Okay, all right, then.
We'll just show you everything,
okay.
That's fine, we do the videos at the end.
I mean, I am looking at some of this.
The wall of demonetization.
Yeah, it is. It does feel as though, like, if you're in here every day looking at this, you will become desensitized to it all
now. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So are you now criminals?
Well, not...
Based on things you've seen?
Not because of this.
Yeah.
Right, okay. No, I'll tell you what it is, right? The first time you
some
see...
Some of them, like, the fact that I can now look at that and be like, oh, yeah.
How do you think I feel? I have to spend all the time looking at
Freddy. I really would.
The first time you see a video, you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But...
The headings.
But when you show it to somebody that's when you get the joy.
Right. Yeah.
Honest to God, when you watch it for the first time, you go, that's disgusting. I never want to see that. But later, you'll show it to somebody and you'll be fine and you'll get to watch them go, that's the worst thing. And then you go, and that's where the fun is.
Right.
It's like AIDS. It's no fun getting it, but passing it on.
And
it's just like AIDS.
What does that woman do with that?
What? You're going to have to give me more...
That woman in the fishnet, that's what she...
Well, there's with no that camera giant... on that wall at the
minute. Sorry, what does that woman do with that giant dildo?
Yeah.
I'm going to... yes. Yeah, and it prolapses everywhere. Oh. Good fun. Great fun.
Have you heard of the concept of Chekhov's gun?
Oh, my God. Listen to that every fucking 2 minutes.
A callback that you understand, Simon.
Chekhov's gun? I know Chekhov's gun.
That's how Rob always introduces that video. There's loads of fucking stuff to chat about today. One of the things that you've got up there, and it's something that I want to talk about, is the Roald Dahl thing.
Roald Dahl books are being rewritten because they're offensive.
They're not being rewritten.
They're being reworded in parts.
Yeah. Rewritten sounds like they're starting again at the beginning and taking everything out. What they're doing is they're taking some bits away because they want it to, quote-unquote, fit a modern audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Augustus Gloop is now enormous instead of fat.
Well, Augustus Gloop was originally described as enormously fat.
Right.
So they've really just taken out the word fat there and taken off an L-Y. Yeah.
If anything, they should have been calling him enormously fit and then encouraged people to be fit.
Yeah, but the whole thing is he's a gluttonous child, isn't it, that gets his comeuppance. Yeah. The whole thing about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is that it's sort of like seven deadly sins. It's like the precursor to the film Seven, isn't it?
Yeah.
Charlie and the
Chocolate... That was a sequel, right?
Yeah.
Was that not Roald Dahl as well?
Yeah. When Kevin Spacey played Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Although that would have been a miscasting, given the role that Roald Dahl has to play in Kevin Spacey's personal life.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, like, if you're a child that is dead gluttonous, then you will be punished.
Yeah.
And if you are a child that is obsessed with so-and-so, you will be punished. And if you're a nice kid, then I'll give you a chocolate factory. That's the whole fucking thing, right?
Were you a gluttonous child?
No, he got the chocolate factory. That's how he ended up like that.
Yeah, I was absolutely fine before winning that golden ticket. Right. Worst thing I ever did. I'm like the child version of that lotto lout.
Have you always been like a fat kid? Were you a fat kid?
Not really.
No,
I've always been a fat adult, teen.
Right, okay.
Teen and adult.
So you were just like slim, like when you were like 12, 13.
Have you always been a fat kid?
No, I was never fat. I got fat at like, as I started stand-up.
Did you?
Yeah.
To be fair, it is the
like
nights,
Jamie,
isn't it?
Jamie Hutchinson, he was relatively thin, wasn't he, until he got...
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I was always like so I used to go swimming when I was a kid, right? I used to swim for Preston.
Whale.
In the chocolate factory again. In the river of chocolate.
Yeah.
That's where we met. I was on the Oompa Loompas.
Drinking the pool water.
Yeah. Went through a whole packet of pool noodles.
Yeah.
So I used to do that, and I was relatively healthy and fit and stuff. And then they were like, right, okay, because you're progressing through this now and you're going to, you know, swim for Lancashire and stuff like that, you're going to start training.
You're going to swim for the county?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had aspirations.
Do you believe that, Tom?
Not now.
Come on.
I mean, it's a weird thing to lie about, isn't it?
No.
It's a good thing to lie about because it's unprovable.
Well, no, it's not. Like, if we were to get into...
I need photos of you at the swimming baths.
Oh, okay. As a child.
Competing.
It's on Blue Planet.
Yeah. There's a video, but unfortunately, we won't be able to play it because Attenborough's fucking
copyrighted.
This
is one of the rarest fat cunts in all of Preston.
Is that your Attenborough impression?
Do
you want to give it another go?
No.
No, I think you should. I think that you should.
This is one of the rare...
No, that's creepy.
Yeah.
It needs to come from a... I'm going to try it. I've never tried this before, but I feel like I'll be able to do it better.
All right, David Fattenborough.
You're pleased with that idea?
Yeah.
The male...
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on, carry on.
No, just those
come
two.
Come on, no. I don't think I'll be able to do that one.
The male platypus is one of the most... baffling creatures in the world. That's yes. kind of, that feels like how it would go in my head. Go on, you try it.
Yes.
Yes. That's, wait, like, that's like, what David Ameroy says.
Let me get there. Yes. Let me get there. Let me get there.
Big into his consent. Let me get there. Bro? Go on.
Yes. Don't stop. No. Yes. The cadence this fat man had. Oh, no.
Hey, you've lost it massively, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, better than that one.
Can you do any impressions?
Ooh. No.
That was a long way to say no, wasn't it? What? Which one were you thinking about which you didn't want to do?
Do Amber again, I enjoyed that.
No, go on, which one?
What an impression I could do. Ooh. I've got odd socks on, by the way. Put the yellow one on for... Doesn't matter. I don't know. No, I don't think I've got
You've never
impression.
Even tried?
Yeah, no, but like not like an impression of somebody, no?
You've never tried to do an impression? Try and do, right now, try and do Jordan Peterson.
Well...
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. You got it the right way.
The thing is, sometimes you need the Michael. You need the Michael McIntyre. You need the David Attenborough gruff, but with the squeak, haven't you? Sometimes, very like, you can't always listen to this podcast because sometimes you need.
I mean,
I'm also hungover, so therefore there's a bit. That's not adding to it.
I'll tell you what, it's in the right consonant.
It is, isn't it?
I don't know, a bit of it sounded a bit cockney to me.
Right, you do, JP.
Clean your room. If you want to talk about equality, you've got to talk about equality of outcome.
It's weird watching you do that.
What?
It's just weird listening to you speak like that. Just keep speaking like that. I wish you spoke like that. I'd really love it if you...
Dick, you could do the whole podcast like that.
Go on.
No.
It's like a cartoon in real life. I love it. Go on, do it. Please, just speak like
that. No, I don't
want to. What now?
I can do loads, mate. I can do impressions, but I can only do them where they're like 6 out of 10. They're okay.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I can do Liam Neeson.
Go on.
Put your headphones on. Listen to Liam Neeson.
I can hear you now.
It's better if you get your headphones on.
Ready? It's old off.
Okay. Ready? I've hyped it up too much. It's not even that good.
You only hyped it up to 6 out of 10.
Yeah. All right. Four out of 10.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not find you. But if you do not, I have a very specific set of skills. Skills that I have developed over a lifetime. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will bum you.
Have you done that as a bit?
No. Why?
Because you used to do something like that, didn't you?
Oh, I used to do Pulp Fiction.
Right.
You love Pulp Fiction. You're always referencing it. You had it in your sexy transitioning script.
Yeah, I love fucking Pulp Fiction.
It's a good film.
Pulp Fiction's, I think, possibly one of my top three favourite films. It's definitely top five.
Yeah.
Number one, I think we've talked about this before, but number one's Truman Show.
Oh, yeah, you love the Truman Show.
But what's your favourite film?
Oh, I think Freddy Got Fingered's very funny.
That's your favourite film. You fucking idiot.
Borat's funny.
You fucking moron.
Freddy Got Fingered is your favourite film.
It's good.
I'm not saying it's not good. I would say it's the number one film.
Well, then I could be your dad. Yeah. Go with Gladiator.
Really? That's one of your favourite films.
I don't watch them.
That's one of your favourite films.
It's a pretty good film.
I like Ex Machina. I enjoyed that.
Which fucks a robot?
Well, yeah, that was a good one. I like that one you recommended me.
Oh, you did like that, didn't you?
Caliber.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Freddy Got Fingered too.
Freddy Got Fingered. It was just a different Freddy. Yeah, it's just me looping up my finger. Looking down the camera, blowing kisses to Simon.
Two fingers, one Freddy.
Yeah, I don't know any more films. I'm not big on them.
Yeah, just those four.
Just them. Them and then whatever else.
What do you think
Beauty
about...
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast? What are you on about? No, man. Have you never watched Pulp Fiction?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, that is crazy. Why? This is one of the greatest pieces of cinema ever made.
It's mad to me that you've watched Freddy Got Fingered before Pulp Fiction.
why is Pulp Fiction... What, a Quentin Tarantino film?
Yeah.
Yes.
The woman, The Palme d'Or.
Django Unchained.
Yes, great seen film. That. Great
yeah, film. Django's a good film. It's not one of his best, is it?
That's my favourite film.
Is it?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Racist.
So what do you think about the Roald Dahl thing? You don't care, do you?
I'm very ambivalent to a lot of things in the world.
Do you know what?
I'll say... I mean, what are they going to do with the ones that are out there now? Just let them be? Because I've got some racist books from back in the 60s. Proper racist ones.
Like
my mum's had this book, like, take a pop-up book that was been since the 20s. And there's
next page basketball net.
There's just some language in there that's like not
like what
I think like I thought there were the gollywogs in it,
right?
I'm not sure what else is in it, but it's a race. It's like it's from a time that was from like way back in the day.
There was a thing a few years ago where they wanted to change all the racist words from To Kill a Mockingbird, but the book is about how bad racism is. You've got to keep the words in it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it kind of desanitizes what it's about. Do you know what? I usually look at stuff like this and I'm like, it's just fucking nonsense clickbait. It genuinely really pissed me off that they're changing the Roald Dahl books. Genuinely. Because for me, it's like, who the fuck do these publishers think they are that they think they have the right to go, do you know what? Actually, I think the book could be better this way.
Yeah.
Fuck off. What have you ever written? Fuck off.
Yeah, write this a new book.
This is the greatest children's author probably that the country's ever produced. And you're there going, no. Instead of enormously fat, it should be enormous. Yeah. Behave.
Kate and Jerry McCann. What? They wrote a book about a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that... All right, okay, the greatest fiction author. Yeah. But that's what fucking pissed me off. And the things as well about Roald Dahl is that people like to go, oh, well, he wasn't a very nice person. Mm. And it's like, yeah, I know. And sometimes people who are dickheads make good things like this. Do you know what I mean? But here's the thing as well. People go, Roald Dahl was racist and anti-Semitic. And it's like... Yeah, because he was born in 1915 or whatever. Do you know who else was racist and anti-Semitic? Captain Tom, probably. You know,
chill.
Like, there's no way that if Captain Tom had Twitter when he was in the army, there's no way that it was going to be really, like, progressive tweets.
All woke.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Do you know what I mean? I think everyone's equal and I respect everyone at all times. You just...
Yeah, it's a different time.
Do you know what I mean? They were born 40 years before the civil rights movement. Like, as if they're going to have, like, you know, those sort of... You just have it drummed into you, don't you?
Every bit of art should stay as it is. I also disagree with, you know, rap songs when they take out the swearing?
Yeah.
And they change that. They shouldn't ever do that. Should just let people swear now. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Sorry, who gives a spit? Me.
But I think that this is different because it's like... It's different if he did it himself. But it's the fact that he's not even given his permission to he's dead.
Yeah.
He's been dead for fucking ages.
Yeah.
So it's like, leave... Also, as well, kids don't give a fuck. Kids aren't arsed.
Also, fat kids should be bullied for being fat. And then they stop being fat.
Yeah, it's how the world works.
Yeah. Well, it's not how this room works, but...
I think I've lost weight since this podcast started.
You did, actually. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
You've been trying, or you're just sick.
There's 10 steps to get into this studio.
It's them stairs.
Yeah.
It's just trauma. It's just surface level trauma. I'm like a big old white cliff of Dover, and every year the wave comes in
and erodes you.
It just erodes a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Bullying has helped you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel taller since this podcast started. I think Rob's dad might come back.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Right. And do you ever want to try and get in their good shape anymore?
No, I don't care. I would rather eat whatever the fuck I wanted all the time.
Right, okay. And you've been losing weight though?
Yeah, but not consciously.
Right.
Like, I've not been going, oh, I tell you what, I need to make sure that I lose. I'd still eat whatever the fuck I want all the time.
Mm.
Constantly, 24/7. It's a great way to live.
Right, so you don't stop yourself from anything.
No.
you'll just eat till you go, that's enough, and then I won't.
Yeah.
Tell him how you eat nuggets.
I've seen him eat nuggets. It's horrid.
Two at a time.
He just ploughs through them on his lap on the way to fucking Leicester. When we did a gig and a fucking, I don't know what it was.
We went to Nando's a few weeks ago and Freddie ordered mash and chips. Right here, yeah, Freddie ordered mash and chips as his side. I was like, but he had two carbs. I was like, that's quite unhealthy. Two carbs,
one cunt.
And Jamie Hutchinson was also there. And Jamie Hutchinson ordered chips and peri peri chips.
Right.
So he just had two bits of chips.
Right. I'm not a Nando's man.
Are you not? What do you not like about it?
I mean, I like chicken thighs.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah.
Chicken thighs.
Well, they sell them though.
I know, yeah. But I've never bothered with it.
Why?
I've had it a couple of times, but I don't know, because it just seems like you've got to go in. There's no drive-thru, is there?
The sign of any good eatery.
The problem is, you go in
it
there.
It might be five stars, yeah. But I've got to get out of my car.
Why are they not playing Gladiator?
You can only go to drive-thru.
You are such
Yeah, but like, if I'm going to go for somewhere I'm sitting down, I'll go somewhere really nice or somewhere that's a restaurant, but not this mid-chain sort of like it's a Mackey's, but you got to sit in.
You are such a simpleton, do you know that?
What? Why?
Such a simpleton. I have to get out of my car and sit down in a different place.
Yeah, I'm
not for me.
Sitting in Nando's. Just like, oh, this isn't worth me getting out of the car
you
for.
What's so good about your car? It's better to eat a meal with a table.
Yeah, because there's all little cunts in there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching him and Jamie Hutchinson eat mashed and peri peri chips going, I'd rather do this in my car. This is horrible.
Wait a minute. How would you even go about eating a Nando's in your car?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't use the drive-thru. That's why they don't have it.
Well, no, they should make food that you can eat in the car then. So a chicken thigh on a stick or something like that.
a chicken lollipop.
So you get two chicken thighs on a thing and it has a little thing that you can catch the bits. So
to clarify, me and Jamie
chicken thighs,
eating
but without
two
the
types of potato is disgusting.
Yeah.
But you eating a thigh on a stick whilst driving your fucking Renault Megane.
I'm on my own. I'm not putting anyone. I'm not sitting there. Do you not see where I'm going? Like,
no.
See, I prefer not to go through a drive-thru because I think eating in your car is just annoying.
No.
I don't think I can enjoy it as much. Because I've got to concentrate on driving, then I'm eating as well.
No,
I don't like
you see, what I do...
You're not meant to enjoy it. It's meant to just be something horrible.
Yeah, who would enjoy food?
Yeah. Yeah, but just go for a meal somewhere that does, like, chicken.
Like Nando's?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, out of the car for this.
Ow.
Sitting there with a gang of 15-year-olds that will
you don't have to sit with that 15-year-old. You can sit on your own.
They're sitting over there, aren't they?
They have different tables.
They have to go back and forth to get your cutlery, don't you, and all this nonsense.
Just, what do you mean back and forth?
You just go once.
No. You go and sit down.
You don't go for a fork and then queue up and then go for your knife.
You queue up, don't you?
Yeah, but you can do it all in one trip. Just watch what you do, right?
And then you come back and then the other person has to go and queue up so you
don't
move the table.
No one steals your table. They're 15-year-olds aren't eyeing up your table. That's yours.
Just watch what happens, right? They go, right, you're at table 16 and you go, sound. You figure out, oh,
hang on, just let me tell you something. Do you not get out of your car because you think someone's going to take your car?
They do table service now as well. They do an app. And you can have
I don't do apps. I don't do apps.
What the
fuck? I don't like the system getting me.
What the
Try and stay as off-grid
what
as possible.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, moving
about.
From car to car.
I'm not going
to
let Nando's get me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't do apps. I don't like them. Cookies annoy me.
What?
You know this, I don't accept cookies. I can't accept them.
Unless you're in a drive-thru.
Unless, I'll accept them if I have a moment of weakness. I will accept a cookie, but then I'll be like, fuck. But on the whole, if I click on a link and there's a cookie
so
thing to accept, I'm off.
What was the last app that you went, I'm not downloading that?
Oh, well I should have downloaded the Merseyflow one. Never bothered with that. I log on through the internet every time and pay as a guest, which is annoying, but I do
because you
that.
Go over that weekly.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing your podcast for?
Like a year and a half.
Fuck
fucking moron.
That's to pay the toll over the bridge, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking moron. So rather than just downloading an app, I bet you can set it up so it just does it automatically.
Probably,
as well.
Yeah.
You're a fucking dick. So what you've done is every week you've got onto the internet.
But like, every week like I don't know if I'm going to continue doing the podcast.
It's going to be the last one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a waste of a download.
This is the penultimate one.
I don't want to waste all this data if this might be the last
one. Give us your phone. How many apps are on your phone now?
I've got one. So if I swipe, I've got a page there, and about three quarters of a page on that one. And I've got City Mapper, which I hate, which my mate made me get when I go to London, but I hate that, but I have to use that.
Right.
That is a good app, to be fair.
Yeah, City Mapper. Yeah, but it is useful now, but at the start, I hated it. Waze, I've got Waze.
Okay.
Which you got me onto.
Yeah.
Mostly map-based so far. It's because you're always in your car, isn't it?
I've got Where Is My Drive-Through?
Yeah, yes. Got Google Maps.
Yeah. What have I
and
got?
I've got the film Gladiator.
Yeah.
I've got Freddy Got Fingered.
What other apps have I got? Hang on, let me have a look at my apps. How many apps have you got?
Me? I reckon I've got over 100 on my phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you got yours, like, in a little box, in a box, in a box?
Yeah, I have. Mine's so organised.
I don't know.
Mine's organised based on how much I use it and how much I need to use my thumb. So the closest ones are, like, bottom right.
Well, my thumb is this is too big now, this right thumb. I have to use my left thumb a lot
like
now.
Like Rafael Nadal. You've, like, overtrained it.
And sometimes I have to, I will do this with my left thumb whilst this one is static. Just to try and get the muscle up on this one because my thumb is clicks now because of this fucking phone.
Wait. You just said that you train your thumb up.
Yeah, because this thumb now is, I think, arthritic because of these phones. Like, these got too big. And when these came out, I thought these are too big now. You remember the little Matchbox one? You hold one of them ones now, the iPhone 4 and that, and it's like a Matchbox. That was the size it should have been. And now I've got arthritis in this thumb because of this. I don't know what, I've got an app called Tips. I don't know what that is.
I think it's just to give you tips on your phone and use it.
That's... Oh, I've got MetaMask. MetaMask for me crypto.
Oh, I've got that one.
Listen, won't download an app, but has crypto. Won't get out of his fucking car. Won't get out of his car to eat chicken. But he's got Ethereum. What the fuck are you on about?
How much money have you lost on crypto, Jackie?
Loads.
But at least them cookies aren't getting you. At least he's not got your precious
data. I got
bummed
by a black man from Ormskirk. He's took all my money.
At least they're not taking all your precious data, though.
Yeah.
So what, just
I put in.
No, I want another thing. I want another conversation now. So we'll hold the apps thing.
I have 20,884
eGEM. Let's how much have you got?
Which was worth, at one point, I put about £350 in. It got to about £800, but it is now at $62. I'm also on I've got a Discord.
Wait a minute.
Gravy Axe?
No, wait a minute. So it's called
I've got a spirit level, I've got the
E-gems. I need to know about E-gems.
No. Google E-gem, crypto, and then put the word scam at the end of it. Right?
Coinbase? This is when...
It is legit,
it's
apparently.
Not legit. It's fucking not.
Oh, no. That next one there, 5 crypto scams to watch out for.
Oh,
is
yeah, but Google will tell you anything you want it to.
So is it eGems like that, like that?
Trust me, I was on this Discord and there was a lot of Nigerians going, oh, yeah, we're all going to the moon with this coin, we're all going to be millionaires, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy who told me how to do crypto said, you probably want to take it out now because the guy's gone a bit nuts developing this coin. Don't bother. But I was like, well, this is just an experiment. I just thought I'll put it in. So I left it in and it's basically dead now. So I've been robbed.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's you know why I did it? It's because you know when it came out in The Guardian where that guy has got 175 million in crypto, but he can't remember his password.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. And then it's really, you need to buy Ethereum.
If only that guy had accepted cookies.
Yeah. Have you got any other crypto?
No.
you've just got
£300 worth of that eGem, which she, is
so wait a minute.
20,000.
So just so I can
I don't
clarify,
know how to get it out. I don't know how to get access to my £20.
Just to clarify what an absolute fucking hypocrite you are. You won't download apps.
No.
But you downloaded one app to put £350 in to just watch it decrease into nothing. Fucking idiot.
You know what? I agree. I don't think you should download apps.
Oh, what? What's this? What's this Merseyflow app? Make my life more convenient. Fuck up. You're not having my £2.
You're not taking my eGems, Merseyflow.
I
bet if Merseyflow start accepting eGems as fucking payment.
You'd be able to get there and back.
10,000 times.
I got Periscope. That was to try and watch some fight on. That's it, really. Twitter, Instagram, Patreon. Sky Sports, Prime Video.
Really? Yeah. Have you not got any games?
No.
Oh, I don't have games on my phone.
Fucking hell.
No.
Do you do games on your phone still?
Occasionally, not really.
I don't know why you bother.
Yeah. So a lot of my stuff is just like productivity stuff.
Oh, here we go. What? What do you mean productivity? What, because you work so hard?
Well, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Productivity, what are you monitoring?
Eating nuggets two at a time, that's quite productive.
What is your productivity?
I've got a lot of jobs and stuff.
Right, so what do you mean productivity apps? What are they?
Like to-do list apps and Notion.
Right, then what's on the to-do list?
Things that I need to do.
Yeah, like what?
Right, okay. So the person that lost £350 in crypto is having a go at me for having a free list.
I'm trying to know what's on your to-do list.
What, sorry?
I just want to know what's on your to-do list.
So, well, at the moment, today's the day that my PA works for me. So I made a list this morning and my PA's working through it all.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. It's very much. I feel like you're judging me silently. But that's...
I still want to know what's on your to-do list. I'm excited about it.
Just sending some invoices, sending some confirmation emails and a couple of contracts and stuff like that. And then we had a chat this morning about other stuff that we could do. It's all boring stuff, man. It's all boys. And also as well, because I've got the tour, I've got some bits that I'm trying to, you know, like work on and stuff like that. And so it's little reminders and hints and stuff. It's just, I prefer to just have it all written down rather than having it in my brain. And I know that you're the same, Tom, as well. And that's why me and you get things done.
Yeah, that's why this podcast is really efficient now that Rob's gone away.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, what's Rob like to work with?
I love Rob. He's very funny, but he's a nightmare organizer.
He's the talent, isn't he, with all this shit?
Oh yeah, he's really good at creating stuff. He's really good at a lot of things. He's just hard to organize or pin down on stuff.
Yeah,
he'll admit that himself.
He's an excellent painter decorator. Fantastic.
Did he do all this?
Yeah, great job. Absolutely great job. However, when it comes to arriving at a place at a certain time, baffles him.
If you say decorate this room, brilliant. That's one thing I've got to do. If you say paint that wall, put them up, do that, his mind just explodes because he's got too many things to do. You just got to give him one thing and he go round.
Yeah, I thought ADHD was bollocks till I met him, and now I'm like, nah, he's definitely got it.
Come on, don't be stupid. It's bollocks. We know that. Come on, we know that.
Do you know
these
what?
These are thick men.
Do you know?
Thick men, Freddie. That's what they are.
Do you know what?
I'm a thick man.
When we worked together on this weekend, I'm going to say this now, and I never fucking... I've said this so rarely. I genuinely respect you as a comedian.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
That means nothing.
part of the reason that I respect him, I was watching him this weekend at the Frog, right? And I'm watching him do a gig, and he's doing well, right? A little bit of a slow start. I'm sure you'll admit that. But
can't really remember my gigs.
He did all right. He did
smashed
well,
it.
Right?
Always
but
smashed.
He would go into bits that he kind of knew that the crowd might not like, or you couldn't care enough to read them. But you were like, this bit is so funny, and I trust myself that this is funny, that I know you're just going to like it.
It's. I think sometimes you have to do... To do a bit to get people to really like you.
Yeah.
Sometimes not everyone's there. You're gonna like. No one's gonna like you, are they?
Yeah.
So you can do well, But then to get someone to really like you and be a fan, they...
I totally
like
believe
Paul
that.
Foot, I think, but someone told me Paul said about 5 percenters or something where you go like, 5% of this room are going to love this and this might get me a load of like, out of 400 people, this might get me 15 people that would follow me properly.
Totally. Because if you do a gig and you do a 7 out of 10 to everybody in the room, nobody follows a 7 out of 10. Nobody goes, oh my God, I quite enjoyed that comedian. I'm going to follow him and buy tickets and stuff.
Yeah.
You have to be a 9 or a 10 out of 10. But in order to be a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 for...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Some people, you have to risk being a 2 out of 10 for other people.
Yeah, and also, the interesting bit about doing stuff that might piss people off to me is that as an audience member, the fun of seeing something that is as a crowd, because I think a lot of the stuff individually wouldn't piss many people off, do they? A lot of people are like, that's not that bad. But in a crowd, crowds react.
Well, the bit
ways,
that you ended, the bit you ended on this weekend, I was trying to take a picture of this guy and this woman who looked like they were fucking hating you, right? And I was trying to take a picture and he walked out before I could take a picture. Right. And it was brilliant because you were doing this thing. You've got a great bit.
Maybe he pissed himself and he had to leave before the crowd got up. He went, this guy's too funny. He made me piss myself. I'm livid. And he left. That's what happened, I think, Tom.
Yeah.
He's probably, let's get your version of events now.
He sat there. He's going, oh, I'd love to enjoy this, but I just need to get home and check my e-gems.
Yeah.
It's a shame I never downloaded the app or I could do it right here, but I'm just against him.
I've not paid for Merseyflow.
Yeah, that can happen. So, you never know. Somebody might be sitting there thinking, you don't like me. It's not that, mate. I've just remembered that I've not paid the Merseyflow. That'll turn anyone off.
So, right. I'm watching him and you're doing your bit about mental health.
Yes.
And so he's got a bit about mental health where he says, I think it's a real thing. And if you've got it, then, you know, you should seek help. But it's also the easiest one to fake, right? Yeah. And I'm watching it, and I'm watching this guy, and he's absolutely stone-faced. He's incredulous. He's not happy. And I'm watching his wife next to him, and his wife keeps rubbing his arm and squeezing his hand. And I'm like, oh, this cunt's had 6 months off. This guy's had 6 months off work in the last 2 years, and he's only just started to come out the house
or
again.
Or worse. You never know. It does happen. You know, some people will have been affected a lot by it. But everyone has in a way, I think.
But it's a really funny bit, though.
It's just a little thing. Keris Nelms, I did that bit in front of Keris Nelms, and she came up to me at the end of it, and I was like, oh, what, she's got a problem with this now. She went, I did exactly that.
What?
She got signed off a job she had for 6 months and went on holiday to Spain. And they can't say shit because it's making her happy.
Yeah, she
got out of her job because of that, and so it's like, I don't think it can. I think fuck these big employers.
Yeah. Black call
it
in.
Like, why aren't we all doing it? We should all be going. I'm off.
Yeah, Freddie. Freddie, you've made me really sad, so I'm not coming in this week.
All the employers are concerned about is whether you kill yourself. They don't care how miserable you are. Are you going to kill yourself? And it's a standoff because if you do, we're fucked.
Yeah.
But if you don't, fucking get in.
Yeah.
That's the bit I think, fuck you. And he's sitting there in the office, you go, I'll fucking do it. And they go, you fucking wouldn't. You're out, watch me. And they go, fine, off you go, you rat. And then you go and fuck. I go, thank you very much. And you get up.
And they were only worried about you killing yourself because of the paperwork and shit like that. It's not really good.
It's just bad for the publicity, innit? If you've got workers that are
killing
topping themselves, it's like, oh, this isn't great.
Yeah.
It's not really good for any product, is it?
No.
Except maybe like if you sell poison or something.
Yeah, like, you don't want to be...
You sell poison?
Yeah, like rat
poison. Our poison's so good, our staff use it.
Yeah.
If you sell rat poison, right, and one of the secretaries OD'd on your product, you go, well, it works.
Or,
you
know? Or rope.
Welcome to John's rat poison rope and toaster store.
Our rope's so strong, Brenda from HR didn't come in on Monday.
What was I going to say then about the about?
Imagine if you were the CEO for Network Rail and one of your employees chucked himself in front of a train.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, on the plus side, she died at 23:15, yeah, which is exactly when the train was going to be.
She wasn't
there.
Waiting long. She didn't have time to change her mind.
Yeah, of course. On the... Oh, fucking hell, mate. But I remember one time, me and you, I put a gig on at maybe one of the worst places in the world.
Yeah, you have got my worst gig out of my career thanks to this man.
Yeah.
Since 2014, that is the worst gig I've ever seen. Never mind perform that. I don't think I've seen a worse gig.
It was
in my life.
It was horrific.
Okay.
It was so
delayed worse like than 50 the one... minutes because someone snapped the leg.
Oh, really? Worse than the one where that woman got stuck in a pot.
You what, sorry?
Worse than the one where the woman got stuck in a pot.
Worse than the one where the woman got stuck in a pot.
Oh, you got to tell me
so,
this, though.
It was at a place called, do you know what? We'll just say it. It was a place called The Sawmill. Mm-hmm. In Bradford somewhere.
It was somewhere like in between like a Gooch of Doncaster and something.
Yeah, yeah. I bet if you Google The Sawmill and then put Yorkshire.
It's made of MDF, wasn't it? The bar.
Yes, where the name comes from, I reckon.
The Sawmill, Yorkshire.
Yeah, but like it was, there was no...
The
no,
old was... Sawmill.
Oh, do you know what? If you Google, because it's just going to come up with sawmills, isn't
Comedy
it?
Night.
If you Google The Sawmill Bar.
I think it's Doncaster, you know.
South
Elmsall.
Pontefract.
Yeah.
That's the one in Pontefract. Yeah. Right. So it is a, you can go on the Facebook page, it is a, let's be fair, massive shithole in an absolute fucking, it's a rough ass.
Jeremy arse. Kyle's
it's got such you good photos.
The gig was upstairs in its own separate bit. They said they were paying cash on the night and they were like, we're going to make it free, but fuck it. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Anyway, we get there and there's no audience. No one's asked at all, right? But they're like, look, we're going to pay anyway. Don't worry about it. As soon as we get there, somebody falls down a flight of stairs, snaps their leg clean in two. Like, I'm talking Djibril Cissé.
There'd been a races on, hasn't there? Like the Gold Cup or something.
Yeah.
And also like a football derby. So everyone was smashed.
Yeah.
And there was kids in there at the beginning of it, like the bottom bit.
Oh, yeah. Like, but properly, like, mum's going to go and get shit-faced and hang out with her new friend and mum's in the corner getting fucking felt up by a fucking guy in her 40s from two towns
thong
over.
They posted on Facebook.
Oh, my God. So the day after, they posted that someone had tried to flush a shitted thong.
They posted that.
They posted it.
Can you please not do this again?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Just don't ever publicise that. What are you doing? On a stick as well. A shitty stick with a thong.
You put a picture on it.
Please don't do this.
He'd have had it in a drive-thru.
Fucking horrible. Fucking horrible.
Yeah, can you please not do this again? And it was like, literally, it was the thong. It was a white thong and it was just covered in shit. Mm. It wasn't like there was a skid mark. It was covered in shit.
So they obviously put the thong in and then shit on it.
Well, sorry. No. I think what had happened is...
They shat themselves?
No, personally, what I thought had happened is a woman had gotten so pissed that she'd fucking pulled her pants down, her hiked her skirt up, forgotten that she was wearing underwear and just shat. And the shit had just congealed and split in two. And she'd gone, well, I guess I have to get rid of this now. Just got rid of it in the toilet and tried to flush it and blocked everything.
Maybe the person who slipped, maybe it was a trap. And they put the thong there, so they slipped on it, and then she was just destroying the evidence. You know, the guy who broke his leg.
Yes, maybe that is.
It's elaborate.
Chaise long outside the bathroom, which was a weird one. What a horror! What a bad! What the fuck?
And there was about six people there, and We did the Mad Dog. There was a guy called Mad Dog.
Who was in charge of policing the crowd, who never shut up, by the way. Mad Dog never shut up.
No. But also as well, you tend to not want to rule with too much of an iron fist with somebody that's called Mad Dog in a place that was absolutely fucking insane. Like, you tend to want to go, I think we'll just leave him to it. You know, it's less hassle to let Mad Dog do whatever he wants than it is to discipline him.
His back's worse than his bite, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, had I have had a rolled up newspaper.
Yeah, no, it was wild.
It was wild. There was about six people. Everyone died on their arse, including Simon.
Well, hang on. You're making it sound like there was anything possible to get out of that gig.
I think a really good comedian had got hold of it.
I think a really good MC would have got an even better booker, wouldn't have put the fucking night on.
No. It was a mistake. It's one of those, shall we just trial it gigs? And then you put it on and you're like, oh, this is one of the worst things I've ever fucking done. It was fucking horrendous.
Oh, well. So it all builds character, doesn't it? And it was Nick Martinello's first ever gig in the UK, that.
Was it?
Remember, you messaged us on the way there and you went, this is some place, this.
Whatever happened to Nick Martinello?
I think he invested in crypto. And he's doing quite well, apparently, I don't know. He's back over in Canada, I think, now.
Is he? Living off them e-gems.
Yeah.
We've got some stuff. I've sent some stuff through for you.
Yeah.
You want to have a little look?
We've got some other news stories.
Have
you seen the Madeleine McCann thing?
Yeah, I sent this to you.
Okay.
I love this. So they found Maddie.
Have they?
Well,
I'll let you be
the
judge.
It's not like Nicola Bully, is it? Changed the name.
Oh, no, she's dead now, sadly.
Did they find out? Did he have anything to do with that murder?
Who?
The husband.
Did he? Fuck. They found her in a river, like, of course they were going to. Do you know what I mean? But now a load of fucking Facebook detectives who are just not key. They're just not willing to accept that it's. Yeah. Over, they're like, oh, I think something dodgy happened here. They just fucking, some people are so invested with, this is what Netflix true crime documentaries have done to people.
They want
everything's a conspiracy about everything else.
Yeah, they've been breaking into people's houses, haven't they? Like, people have been going there and breaking into, like, the neighbours' houses because they're convinced that it's one of the neighbours and shit.
Also, you're messing.
No, that's real. Like,
quick side note, what's happened to Bins? Not going to go into it, it's been done to death on pop, but what?
3rd of March.
He gets sentenced. Funny that.
Yeah.
Okay, watch this.
So, a young woman comes forward saying she is Madeleine McCann and shares evidence on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, this is the lady.
Where's the eye?
Well, that's it, isn't it? So,
she said it's gone now.
Yeah, basically, her eye's just like,
oh, she's
fine.
Said,
some of this editor.
Yeah.
Young woman has emerged on Instagram claiming she is missing British girl Madeleine McCann. The bizarre video emerged in recent days of a German woman who claims she could be Madeleine McCann. And has since gone viral with many reshares, including on TikTok.
If you get that picture of that girl up, right, and then you think back to Madeleine McCann.
She in the Everton tops.
I mean, I'm not being an arsehole or anything, but you would have thought that Maddie would have turned out fitter. Do you not think?
Yeah, but like,
she doesn't even look a bit like Maddie.
Maybe she stopped swimming.
If she
She doesn't even look a little bit like her.
I don't look like I did when I was 3. I mean,
but you'll be able to see little bits of you.
Yeah,
right?
But she's had a few adverse childhood experiences, hasn't she? So therefore, she might have gone a bit ropey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe her eye changed colour because of all the cum in it.
Yeah, but also
milky eye.
You don't see a full photo there, so you don't know everything about it. And also, she's not got any makeup on or done herself up a bit. You know, we all look ropey sometimes, don't we?
Right, okay, so you're saying that the difference between her and Maddie McCann is
took
makeup.
That further back, got her in a little sparkly dress, put it on Instagram before going out now for Sophie's 18th. I went, oh yeah, she looks all right there.
18th?
Yeah.
That's how young you're going?
Yeah, why? Here's a question I had on my podcast, actually, me and Rob spoke about. I thought, oh, this
is. Have you got a podcast?
Yeah, another one podcast. Listen to that, please, everyone. We asked a thing about how young. Would you watch somebody kill themselves for like £10 million? So if I said to you in a hotel bar,
right.
I went, oh, will you come to my hotel room and watch me kill myself?
Yeah.
And I'll give you £10 million. Would you go and do it?
Yes, in an instant.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd want the bank transfer before you go.
Yeah, you get the bank transfer straight away, yeah.
And there's also...
You wouldn't have any marbles.
There's also a...
Hang on, am I in the car with you? You're going to drive it off the cliff?
No.
So there's also, just to clarify, all the police are going to be fine with this. I'm not going to be charged with...
Well, here's the thing, I don't know, but he's legit. You know you're going to get it. He says, I'm the head of HSBC, 10 million quid.
No, but am I going to be charged with not doing anything about... is there anything that I can be physically charged with?
Well,
let's just say hypothetically no. Okay. It's just a moral quandary.
Yeah.
Do you do it? Absolutely. Any person, any age, I include family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd go for that. Well, it depends, because if they're only two, then they can't really talk and tell
you. So you'd watch a 7-year-old kill themselves?
I'd watch a baby throw itself into a thresher. And I'd feel nothing.
Would you?
Yeah. Would you not? I'd be too busy thinking about the things I'm going to buy.
Would you try and make them not do it?
No.
I think I'd probably try and convince a kid not to do it.
No,
but if they were adamant they were going to, I'd be like,
sorry,
wow.
So there's a kid here that wants to give me 10 million quid and kill himself. Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Go really? For it.
Maybe Macaulay Culkin.
Mate, why would you... Where's the moral quandary? You don't know them.
Because you don't think it'd just be a bit...
Who are you?
Somebody shoot themselves in the
arrogant.
Head?
How... arrogant are you to think that you know better about whether or not someone's life is worth living than them? How arrogant is
would
that?
Would you want to watch someone kill themselves live?
No, but for 10 million, sure.
Yeah, we've seen some videos on it. I probably wouldn't. If I saw a person kill themselves in the real world now, I would be affected, but I wouldn't be anywhere near as effective as I would have been 6 months ago.
I think if you were just legit sat in a hotel bar and some guy comes up to you and just says, he looks about early 20s, he went, "You just come up to the hotel and watch me kill myself," and then he handed you a bag of money of a few million, you just go up and watch.
I'd probably take a bit more convincing. I think if he just said it like that, I'd go, "What are you on about? Can you explain further? Can you explain further, please?"
Yeah.
I will need some evidence that this is going to happen and this is
and
legit.
And he just goes, "I want to kill myself. I'm sick of it. And I just don't want to be alone when I do it. Will you come and watch me?"
Sure. Absolutely. Absolute. 1,000%.
You know what I'd do? I'd do a video of him saying, "I'm going to do it regardless. This man is just making sure I don't suffer." Okay. Then
I wouldn't even care about that. I literally wouldn't care. Providing that there's no lawful... ramifications.
Yeah.
I don't care. I do not care. If you want to kill yourself, go for it. Kill yourself. I have no say in... Look, I mean, at the end of the day, if you are walking home at night and you see somebody over a bridge, you have a moral obligation, I think, to at least be like, "Oh, come on, don't do it." But if they've made their mind up to the point where...
that blasé as you're walking past, just... "Oh, come on, don't do it." Then just carry on.
Well,
Simon won't get out of the car.
It depends. Yeah.
10 mil.
Can I do it from the window?
Is there a drive-by suicide anyway?
Just leaning out and going, yeah, all right, pass it through here.
The only reason I'd be concerned.
Put the hazards on. Come on.
Counting your money while you're driving. Yeah. In your little cup holder.
Yeah. Would you genuinely be bothered about it?
Pussy. I thought I would, but then the way you said absolutely now has made me think for 10 mil, but then I think it's just a bit...
If somebody you didn't know killed themselves in front of you and they had asked you to do it and they said they'll give you 10 million, the fuck do you care?
Do you not think you'd be a bit scarred by it afterwards?
Nope, not at all.
I saw a woman kill herself once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where? Did you get 10 million for it? Whereabouts?
It was in Milan, in the subway in Milan.
In the sub, in a
not
subway.
The sandwich. Yeah, I was in the drive-thru.
No, a meatball sandwich is that? What do you mean?
No, hearty Italian.
I'm not having a whole grain wheat 6-inch. Fuck yourself, huh?
Go on.
No, it was in the metro or whatever it's called, underground train thing. And she just jumps in front of a train and just gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really annoying because they cancelled all the trains that day. Yeah. United were playing Milan and I went to watch that. And they cancelled the trains. So then we couldn't get there and we had to go on like a tram and it took ages.
Was she fit?
I only saw it like a flash of it. I just saw like someone move in front, and then a loud thing, and then she was just gone. Everyone was just
yeah.
going, ah!
It's wild. She looked like a flare in the home end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of
that's
red.
Mad.
Yeah, but even then I was like, oh, that's really fucking bad. But my main thought was, I need to get to San Siro.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
Because I didn't know her. I was sad, but I wasn't, like, devastated.
Yeah.
Right, should we watch some videos?
Yes, we've got some new ones.
Great.
I can't remember what they all are.
Well, let's go through them. But if you do want to send videos, send them to 07520644931. Send them via WhatsApp. And we do no animals, no racism, no death, no kids, unless it's all four, in which case go for it.
Say that again.
Well, it's not for you. It's just for them.
There's no racism. There's no animals. There's no kids. And there's no death in our videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's everything else.
Yeah.
Pussies.
Yeah, and also as well, sometimes we don't really know if they died or not, but we just make an educated guess. And then other times, we really know if they died. We watch it anyway, and then it ends up scarring us, like the fucking guy in the shopping mall. Ugh, we watched a guy get stabbed in the neck. It was horrendous. right, okay. Anyone that reaches out to you there?
I can't really remember what many of them are.
What's that footlong? Let's watch that
Oh,
one.
Footlong's good. Footlong would definitely win shit of the... We're doing a competition about shit of the year where our fans send in their shits and we find the best one. This one would definitely be a contender for biggest.
Oh, my God. That's a shit coming out of an arse.
As opposed to what?
Oh, shit. I'm going to play it again.
Oh, my good grief. That's coming out so perfectly. That just keeps going. Oh, my goodness me. How's that even possible?
It's insane, that, isn't it? Look at that.
That's wonderful. Wait, did that just make you gip a little bit?
It was sort of semi-cathartic.
Yeah.
But then the end bit just made me go, right. Like, that was the reality set in there.
If that made you a little bit queasy.
Yeah, because I'm a little bit sensitive at the minute, aren't I? Because
this is going to be so easy.
Should we have a little detour from the videos and go to shit of the year? Because we've had a new one anyway.
Go on then.
Oh, God. No, to be honest, that wasn't too bad. But like, it just, that was insane.
It was nice poo. We are running, like I say, shit of the year and people sending their poos. You know, we have different categories, best shape, biggest
have
range.
Have you ever filmed
most
yours?
Likely to have cancer. Yeah, I sent one in.
You sent a video of yourself having a shit?
No, I sent a picture into shit of the year.
Yeah, they're all pictures, shits of the year.
Your own shit?
Well, I sent one of mine, yeah.
Would you like to see the one that's going to win most likely to have cancer? This is Phil Southam again.
What the fuck is wrong? Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with you? He's just got that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Have you seen a photo? Have you seen a photo of him?
The guy.
Yeah. He's bald now.
Yeah.
How old is he? He's just like I'd say.
How old was he?
You've got you've got to put like a thing to that. That's just he's just googled that. I think.
No,
I think it's genuine.
Go on, let's have a look at this.
We've had one new one. This is from.
I don't think. Come on.
This is from Calvin.
I'd be Sam with this, but. Something about me.
This is one out of ten. This is we haven't even started.
Obviously, that's just what am I doing?
That's a nice post. That's very dark,
very long,
very long, very dark in colour.
I think it's a contender for biggest.
It's huge.
Yeah,
it's a very clean porcelain toilet bowl as well, considering the shits he has.
Yeah, it's got it. I think this is the picture of that video that we just saw.
It's great. It's a great poo, that Calvin. Very well done.
Very well done. You're going right into the biggest category.
Let's go back into some videos.
Okay.
Can we watch that the one immediately to the left of Footlong?
Oh, Earth's Crust.
Earth's Crust.
Oh, Earth's Crust is a bad one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. I imagine that looks like a crusty dick. Okay.
Why is it not coming up? Well, there it is.
Oh, my... Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Is that a fan of yours, or is that a fan?
No, that's just
No, this is just... Someone sent us this video.
Oh, my Lord. That is the crustiest fuck...
Oh, man, am imagine if you were a bird and you got back and that was what you had.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
No.
If anyone's watched Game of Thrones, it's like when they get grayscale. It's that kind of level.
Imagine that. Why is he... What do you reckon? How do you get like that?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, what is it he's doing? He clearly likes that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You could just clear it up.
So what's he wanting?
I think to clear that up, you need a chisel.
And do you have any women that would like that?
There'll be one.
Yeah, we've had women like licking stuff like that off and stuff.
Oh. Yeah, and dance,
I think they've probably been paid
dancing it on their tongues and.
See what I do. There's techniques to get through these videos.
Yeah,
where you, I'm looking at the screen.
Yeah,
but I'm not actually taking in what it is.
Right,
like a
hostage.
They've done these sort of things where like they'll show images, but if you just in your head you're watching the image, but you're just thinking of roses and nice things. So I'm not actually taking in what it is I'm watching. I'm just because if I genuinely look at that and see it for what it is. You'd be sick. You should vomit at that. So I watched that then and just went, oh, yeah. But in my head, I'm just watching something.
Yeah.
Maybe different. We should get up some roses and you'd just be sick everywhere. Just immediately
you
thinking
can't,
rotting foreskin.
I can't watch that and view it for what it is without wanting
can
to
we
be
watch,
sick.
Can we watch Lifeguard?
I just can't.
We can watch Lifeguard, yeah.
Oh, what's this? What is this?
I don't know. Remember, Lifeguard? Remember. Oh, we've seen this before.
Oh, yeah.
That's just funny. It's a woman at the side of a swimming pool, and she's got a guy on a rope by the balls, and she's just dragging him along the water. It's very funny.
It's funny.
I guess why you might like that.
Can we do Like a Dog?
Yeah. Can't remember what this one is either.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, because he's got two dicks. This guy's got two
Whoa,
dicks.
Whoa, that guy has got two penises.
Yeah.
No, that can't be possible.
Yeah, he's got two dicks.
It's got to be fake.
That's fake.
Okay, I'm calling this now. If one of them goes per fanny and the other one goes per arse, that's the sexiest thing I've ever seen. And that's exactly what's happening. And Matt, can you send me this privately?
Let's see, he's got two dicks.
No, what the fuck? That's fake. That's a fake dick. One of that one's fake. It's glued on. Yeah, that's fake, but it's nice. It's pleasant.
What an odd fantasy that somebody must have.
I think he's got two dicks.
No, that's fake.
No way he's got two massive cocks.
That's fake.
Maybe if he was going to have two dicks, maybe he'd have a Siamese dick. And he'd have like one big dick and then he'd have a little dick on the side of it or something.
That's a fake dick.
All right, fine.
It's horny though.
Right. Well, shall we? What should we go with? Jammed.
Yeah, jammed.
Do you like jam?
Good.
What's your favourite kind of jam?
I don't like any
human
of these.
Jam.
Go on.
Do you like jam?
You're gonna play it, aren't you?
Oh my God, that's an arsehole. And it's in a bad state.
There's a lot of blood around that.
It looks like it's in an operating theatre, and they've stuck up some metal device. And I think that is going to erupt. I think it's going to erupt. Oh, roses! Feel full of roses. Feel full of roses. Oh, that is going to fucking fly out. Oh my God! Oh,
this is.
Oh, it's a full jam jar up in arse.
Full jar of jam. So it might not be blood. It might just be straw with jam.
How much to neck it?
As if that's taking up a surgeon's time. Like, fucking hell. It's bad, that, isn't it? Though?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Somebody is waiting there wanting to get their leg done.
There's a little boy...
Their leg done?
We'll get their leg fucking broke the leg. A little, like you say,
there's a little boy next door. Are they ready to do my heart transplant? No, they're not, Sergey. Unfortunately, there's a guy next door with a jam jar rammed up his ass because men are perverts.
Jammed up his ass.
Yay!
Right.
Okay, what about Sleepy Boy?
Sleepy Boy. We'll watch Sleepy Boy and then we won't watch another one because I want to save some for another episode.
Okay.
Sleepy Boy. Oh, yeah, this is just funny.
Oh, no!
He's asleep in a bar. and he's just having a piss on himself.
His dick's out and he's just pissing on himself. But he's like a little pathetic fountain, isn't he?
That's nice.
What a dick.
He thinks he's like stood up there. That's cute.
Should we get the classics up just to see if we can make him throw up?
Don't. Right, Has anyone thrown up?
So can you do Smeggin' Soldiers?
Oh, fuck off. Just what the fuck? I think I've seen similar to this sort of thing.
Oh, it's so minging, this one.
Yeah, this is one of the ones where every time you go, Christ.
It's because he just obviously doesn't really want to do it.
That's the worst thing, isn't it? Is the, how much do I want to live in this country? You okay, Simon? Can you describe to me what's happening?
So there's
beautiful field.
What looks like an Asian woman.
What do you mean, what looks like? What do you mean, what looks like?
That's what it looks like. There's an Asian woman that looks like she's licking a Caucasian man's 4-inch thickish, semi-thickish cock. She's just exposed his bullhead. And she's licking the cream cottage cheese from beneath the helmet where you will find the pampadopoulopolises or whatever they're called.
What?
The little things underneath the helmet. They're called like these pampadopoulopolises or something.
What, Google what they're called, it?
Tom.
Pampadopoulopolises.
What is it? I'm going to
Google that.
Just say. Just Google that.
You'll find a family of Greek men. Papadopoulos.
Underneath the head of the penis, Papadopoulos or something like that.
Papadopoulos.
Just put head of the penis and then P-A-P and then...
Papadopoulos.
Hit search or something. Penis papa. Papules.
And you went with Papadopoulos, and you're saying thank you, like you got that right.
Yeah, but he's put in head of penis papa, like... There's something
white
else.
White spots on penis are pearly penile papules.
Papules, maybe, yeah.
Papadopoulos.
Anyway, so she...
Oh, also known as papillomas.
There you go. That's all right.
Again, not close. Even close. Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos and then papules. Yeah, that was what was happening on that video there. It was pretty gross. I mean, just what the fuck, but...
Okay, should we do one more and then we'll call it?
Okay, we're doing a classic again.
Yeah, let's do a classic.
Shall we go?
The drill. I think you'll like the drill.
The drill.
I don't think I like the drill.
What do you think the drill's about?
I don't know. I don't know, Tom.
I'll give you a clue. It's about a drill. Do you want to describe what you're seeing there, Simon?
So there's a woman with black latex gloves on with a drill. And she's just got a drill. I don't know if there's a drill bit on the end of it. And she's just drilling into the man's meatus.
Meatus?
Yeah.
Meatus and Papadopoulos.
The meatus is the...
It's his first name, meatus.
Meatus Papadopoulos.
He owns a taverna in there. Yeah.
You should check out his lamb gyros. Yeah. Meatus Papadopoulos does a fucking wicked kebab.
That's how he gets his lamb so tender, with that drill.
Meatus Papadopoulos. Right, okay. Let's go. To be fair, that's some merch waiting to happen, is it? Meatus Papadopoulos' lamb gyros.
We have lots of fun merch now, don't we?
Oh, mate, we've launched. So we launched a line of pedo merch.
When do guests get free merch?
We'll show you the merch, then you can decide.
We launched a line of pedo merch. It's a picture of a kid on a swing in a playground, and the tagline is, don't hate the player, hate the playground.
People have bought it.
And it's on a hoodie or something?
Yeah,
hoodie, T-shirts, people are buying it.
Don't hate the player, hate the playground.
We've got T-shirts and jumpers saying bummed and unbummed. People buying them as well.
Unbummed?
Yeah, so...
Just people who've never had anal.
So...
No.
Or is this pedo, pedo unbummed and bummed? Or?
No. Are you aware of Michael Barrymore?
Yes.
Yeah, you know the
hot spots.
Yeah, you know the big thing about someone died in his pool?
Yeah, I don't really remember the story, but I know that there was a death in the pool.
Basically, someone was bummed.
Well, we can lend you his autobiography if you want to read his side of the story. Right.
We read his book, and basically, his version of events was the guy who died wasn't bummed at the party. They were bummed after they died in the morgue, and that's his defence. So we've got jumpers that say unbummed.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened.
His defense. Yeah. And you can listen to that on Patreon. Yeah.
His defense was somebody sodomized the corpse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So his defense was that when it died, it hadn't been bummed. However, it was bummed at the autopsy. So in the time that it got taken by the police to the autopsy.
Is that his genuine thing?
Yeah, that's his genuine thing.
So who's he saying?
He's not pointing fingers.
He's pointing something.
So hang on. So his defense is.
The horrific anal injuries didn't happen at the gay sex drug fueled party, but either in the ambulance or in the morgue.
So there must be like a few people he's trying to look at blame in there, then, isn't there? Like, there's only like three people. Like,
yeah, I would say he's really shifted the blame from him and the rest of his closeted gay drugged up friends to the paramedics. I think that's where he's trying to push the blame to.
So what? The guy who died.
Yeah. Stephen Lubbock.
Right.
Stuart
and
Lubbock.
Was Stuart he Lubbock. A friend or was he just like drafted
they
in?
They just met him that day.
Ah. Oh, wow. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Was Barrymore always gay?
I think at that point he wasn't out, maybe.
Right. Was he married and kids and all that?
Yeah, I think he was a Rock Hudson, yeah.
What's that?
What's what?
Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson, it's films, isn't it? Rock Hudson was like the biggest film star of the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Very gay. Everyone knew he was gay, but he had like a secret, he had like a wife and kids and stuff that he presented to the public. And it was like, let's see, I'm not gay. But really, he was super gay.
And then he just got, and then they just ran a train on this guy and then he let him drown in the pool.
Well, I mean, if ran a train is a euphemism. For bumming someone really hard.
Isn't it when you run a train on someone, that just be where everyone's just fucking smashing them, like one after the other?
Yeah,
that's what I thought a train is.
Mm. You should listen to the Patreon episode. For this plug, let's just plug that episode to Simon.
Right.
We'll plug anything else. Right. Just that one Patreon episode.
Can you buy one off one Patreon episode? I think that's you can do that.
I'll give you two.
50p to get certain
Give us 50p, I'll send you the link.
I'll be fine.
Well, we've reached the end now. We're going to record a Patreon after this. But very quickly before you go, what is it that you want to plug?
So I also do a podcast, Another One Podcast, with me and Rob Thomas, who looks a little bit like Freddie.
A little bit, but he's twice as fat and half as funny.
Are you throwing shade?
Yeah.
Do you two get on?
We do.
I think he's a nice person.
Right. That's always a bad sign, isn't it? That's like you call a cunt a mate a cunt. And also just follow me on Instagram at SimonWasdatComedy because, you know, as you know as well, we need to get the numbers up, don't we?
Yeah, and you do some great Instagram stories as well.
I do, yes.
Do you remember that time I gave you a lift home drunk?
Yes, and we stopped. I had to delete that because it was too abusive.
He was just giving me bare abuse in the car, right?
Horrible.
And I was driving him home, and I was driving him to a McDonald's on the way home to be nice,
not like
right?
You.
He was giving me bare abuse, right, all the way. And we got to the thing, and he was like, "I'll pay for the food," you know. And then he gave me his card, and I wound the window down and just threw his card out the window. He looked at me. He was fucking furious.
To be honest,
he was so annoyed.
I don't remember that happening, but I was glad it did because that made me feel less bad about what I was doing on the story.
It was so bad.
I was just going like, this fat cunt, look at this fat cunt. And then I just woke up in the morning and went, delete, this is horrible, this. And then the fact that he threw it out, I was like, that was a cunt.
What was really funny as well is his demeanour changed instantly. And he was like, hey, fat cunt. And I threw his card out the window. We had. Why did you do that?
There's a line, Freddie. There's a fucking line.
Oh, yeah, I remember what you said.
You don't get out the car at the drive-thru for nothing.
Also, as well, if you've enjoyed this podcast, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. You can sign up for £3 a month, and for that, you get an extra episode every single week. You get access to all the extra specials and content and stuff that we do, of which there's fucking loads now. You get access to the Dark Room server where all the fucked up videos are kept. And also, you help to support the podcast, you help to safeguard it, and your money goes towards making the podcast better. It goes towards the studio, the staff, the clips, the guests, everything. Goes towards making a better product for you guys. So even if you think that your £3 a month isn't going to touch the sides for you, it genuinely makes a difference for us, and it allows us to carry on making good stuff for you.
Also, and bad stuff.
and bad stuff. Also, yeah, speaking of which, Rob's back soon.
Horrible.
Also, as well, we're going on tour. You can check out the tour dates at deadmentalkpod.com. And that's also where you can get your merch as well if you like pedo merch. Other than that, thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Go fuck
pedo
yourself.
Pedo merch.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.